If you want to talk about streaks, you could talk about the fact that the Socceroos were not in the World Cup for so long.
74 was up until 05 or 06.
Yeah. 06, yeah. Was it 32 years
in
the wilderness? And it all ended on a fantastic night out at ANZ Stadium in 2005. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Brett Emerton, who was an important part of those two legs against Uruguay. And, of course, the same or a similar situation confronts the Socceroos at the moment with a big game against Syria out there on October 10. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Look, Brett.
Thanks very much for the time. We really do appreciate it. And with the way the Matildas played yesterday, it's soccer in this country, or football, if you want to call it. It's going to strength. So we're delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you. Let's start with where it began for you. I think MacArthur Rams was your junior club. How did Brett Emerton get into football?
Yeah, I started playing football at the age of five out of my local club called the Campbelltown Gunners. From there, went on to represent, you're exactly right, the MacArthur Rams before a few other representative teams, and spent a little bit of time down at the RAS in Canberra for a couple of years before signing my first professional contract here in Australia for Sydney Olympic.
As a young kid growing up in Western Sydney, Brett, in rugby league, Mad City, I suppose, were the dreams of making it overseas and playing in Europe and playing in the English Premier League?
Yeah, definitely. I think as a young boy, obviously, you like any other kid, you play because you love the sport. Yep. So didn't really have those big dreams and aspirations. But once I guess, became a teenager and realised that I did have some ability, I guess that's when the hard work really started and really believed that I could make a career out of it.
What impact did it have playing at the Sydney Olympics? I have never seen a city respond so much to an event, or this city certainly respond so much to an event like the Sydney Olympics, and football was a big part of that program. Did you get that sense as a player in that team that a whole nation was behind you so strongly?
Yeah, definitely. I knew how big of an occasion it was, and I actually had the pleasure of captaining the side in 2000. So I had opportunities to go overseas and play professional football before then, but I knew it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, so I decided to stay here and put all my focus on doing the best I can for my country at those Olympic Games, and what an event it was. Results didn't go our way, but as an experience, it's one I'll never forget.
Yeah, Brett, as an elite athlete, and you've played all over the world with some of the great clubs of the world, but can you put in perspective what it is for someone like yourself to go into an Olympic Games against really what you're alongside the absolute best athletes in all sports all around the world?
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so enjoyable, is that you are surrounded by supreme athletes in other football codes, and obviously athletics and swimming, and you walk into that food court, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I went in one day to get my lunch, and there's Muhammad Ali sitting down having his lunch, obviously not participating, but as a spectator. But just moments like that, which you'll never forget.
Yeah. And then the move to Europe, Feyenoord. How did Feyenoord come onto the radar? I guess there's an agent out there just doing his best for you, and hopefully you get to the strongest club you can.
Yeah, I was playing with all the junior Australian teams, the under-17s, the under-20s, and had several trips overseas and got to play against the Dutch national team. So I was spotted there, and my old coach at Sydney Olympic, Dave Mitchell, was an ex-Feyenoord player himself. So the combination of those two things got me there in the end.
What about the move to Blackburn Rovers 3 years later? What was that, a club that you supported when you were growing up in Western Sydney as a teenager? And how did that move come about in 2003 to the EPL?
As a teenager, I was actually a Manchester United supporter.
Jimmy, of course you were. Of course you were.
He's a massive man.
But obviously, the Premier League was a league which it was a dream for me to play there one day. So Feyenoord was such a a great stepping stone for me to finally get to the Premier League. And whilst I was at Feyenoord, there was plenty of opportunities to go to other clubs, but got to Blackburn in the end and spent almost 10 seasons there. So, a great experience, and feel so lucky to have been able to achieve that.
What is it about the English Premier League? You know, that there's the strong argument that it's the best league in the world right now. What are the characteristics of it? Is it the talk about the tough tackling of the Premier League? What was the thing you noticed most?
I think it's just the pace of the game. It's definitely played at a ferocious pace. And like you say, it's got some of the best teams in the world playing in it. And as a player, I think you have to approach every game like it's a grand final. Mm. Every week is a big game. There's no easy games. And I think that's as a player, that's what you look forward to. So every week you're really up for it and enjoying your football.
Those 8 or 9 seasons at Blackburn Rovers, you're playing at that elite level, Brett. But one thing about you invariably made yourself available for the national team. I think you ended up playing almost 100 games for the Socceroos. What was it like to play for Australia and indeed in a couple of World Cups?
Yeah, you can't compare to going out there and representing your country. Mm. I think...
Was there pressure on you though to stay on certain times in England and not come back? Or?
Yeah, there's always huge pressure. Obviously, you're playing for big clubs and they're paying you big money to play. But from my experience, I always had managers who were quite understanding, so I never
did. Go to them, Brett, and say, "Look, I want to go home to play for my country." And then, what was the conversation like when you went to your manager?
When it comes down to the FIFA rules, they've really got no choice but to let you go and represent your country. So, I guess it's just speaking to them and letting them know that you're going to do absolutely everything you can to come back uninjured and in the best possible shape to play the following weekend.
Mm. The lifestyle that is afforded to Premier League players. I was over in England in the year 2000 and was just, I had no comprehension of the size of the English Premier League and just how it dominates everything. You know, forget back page. They're often front page news. So right reasons, wrong reasons. Give us the story, the anecdote that best explains just how much of a pedestal these English Premier League soccer players are kept on.
Yeah, it's. I mean, most players over there are household names, so it's very, I guess, easy to get yourself in trouble. But I actually lived in Manchester, where 99.9% of people were either Man United supporters or Man City supporters. So they kind of left me alone, fortunately. So I think that was a wise move.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, I think I've read a couple of times in doing some research on you over the years that of the hundreds of games you played all over the world at the top level, there's one that stands out, and for obvious reasons, the 2005 World Cup qualifier against Uruguay. Jimmy was lucky enough to be in the crowd that night. I think the rest of the nation was watching on TV. For the Socceroos coming up when their clash against Syria, can you give us an understanding of, one, the level of expectation that the players were feeling, and how did you cope with that pressure going into that night in that qualifier against Uruguay?
Yeah, it's definitely the biggest night of my footballing career. Mm. Huge amounts of pressure. But for some reason, looking back at it, I was quite relaxed. I think we had a fantastic group of players, and I think we all believed in our own abilities and we knew we could achieve the desired result. So I think going into the game, although the fans and obviously the Australian public were putting us under enormous pressure, we didn't put ourselves under pressure. And I think that helped us get across the line in the end.
The fact that you did feel relaxed says a lot about Gus Hiddink and what he was able
good,
to...
Good coaching to, management.
Yeah, exactly. What was it about Gus? Because he came in... you know, sort of halfway through the qualification period, but immediately made a change to the side and then probably took it another step when you actually went to Germany in 2006. I don't think we've ever seen Mark Viduka play as well.
Mm. No, I think I think the thing with Gus, he knew how to get the best out of each and every individual. And when you were playing under him, it didn't matter if your name was Mark Viduka or Harry Kuehl or Tim Cahill, you needed to earn your spot in that starting 11. Mm. And I think everyone respected that from him. He had us prepared for every possible situation that might be put in front of us. Mm. I think that's why we went into games so relaxed and confident that we could get the job done. Mm.
Hey, Brett, come October 10, massive game again. The Socceroos have that World Cup Asian qualifier against Syria. The first leg is on October 5 in Malaysia, as we know. Mm. How are the Socceroos tracking? What's your belief that they can they get the job done against Syria?
Yeah, I believe we will. obviously, we didn't want to be in this position, but now it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We have to go away against Syria on the 5th of October, which is not going to be easy. There's no easy games in world football anymore, yeah. So it will be tough. But I think what is in our favour that we do play that second leg here at ANZ Stadium on the 10th of October. So we've got a good history playing there. We don't lose very often when we do play at ANZ, so that's in our favour. And I think the boys will get that job done. And then once, hopefully, Syria are out of the way, we play the fourth-placed CONCACAF team. Also, the away leg, the home leg will be on the 14th of November. So hopefully we can create a similar atmosphere that we had on that night back in 2005, and we can qualify for our fourth consecutive World Cup.
Yeah. There was sound for 150 minutes.
There was
sound from the moment it kicked off till the end,
until
John Aloisi's goal and beyond.
There was great sound. Sporting moments.
Throughout your career, Brett, the best player that you played with and the one you feared as an opponent?
All right, one I played with. I'll go with one of the Aussie boys. I think Harry Kuehl. I think at his peak, when he was at Leeds in his mid-20s, say, he was almost unplayable.
Wow.
I think I really respected him as a footballer. He had all the attributes and played against probably Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I think when I was at Blackburn, he was starting out at Manchester United, and you didn't want to be defending against that bloke. He was just he was amazing. Gave me a few nightmares.
He's kicked on that bloke too.
He's done all right for himself.
He did all right. We actually made our debut in the Premier League on the same day.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
Which was quite amazing, and we both did fairly well on debut, playing similar positions on the right wing. And I remember after our debut games, I was actually comparing the two of us on the football programs over there. But he actually kicked on a little bit more than I did. I'm not complaining.
You have a lot to be proud of, Brett. Yeah. Wonderful career.
You don't manscape as much as he does, Brett.
No.
Well, fantastic to have a chat, Brett. We're all excited about this Socceroos World Cup qualifier coming up on October 10. No doubt you'll be there at ANZ Stadium. Let's hope Raymond might be able to jag us a few tickets and we might turn up as well.
We'll do our best.
My pleasure, guys.
Thanks so much, Brett.
Thanks, Brett Emerton there. Just a reminder too, tickets on sale now, available at Ticketek for that October 10 playoff game against Syria. A vital game.
Wonderful career, isn't he, Brett?
Yeah.
Wonderful,
exceptional player. One of those guys who squeezed the most out of his career, which is great. It's